James in Arlington. James, thanks for calling the Word. Hi, James, go ahead.
Yes, my comment was about the speaking, I'm sorry, about the Roswell.
Yes.
As far as people not being able to handle the truth, I mean, I hear about that a lot. I hear about people saying that, well, they didn't tell about the Roswell just because people wouldn't be able to handle it if people knew that there were aliens in our
field. I wasn't suggesting that. All I was saying was, I was commenting on that movie, what was it called? A Few Good Men?
Oh, yeah.
I was just saying that kind of mentality exists, I think, on the part of some leaders, that the masses really can't handle the truth. And I'm not suggesting that the truth is that there are little green short men running around with pale skin and really big eyes and a huge forehead.
All right.
I'm just saying the truth might be something that's far less interesting than that.
Yeah, I understand that. And really, I think if such a thing did happen, that I think our government would have a very real reason to cover it up, just because if you think about it, something landing from outer space is, by very definition, belongs to everybody. I mean, every nation in the world is going to want a piece of that. And really, I think, if anything, the government just, if they were covering something up, they were covering up that people don't want to know about the coming of the 900-foot-tall, holy, glowing, and terrifically tall, toupee form of the Uber Shatner that's coming to take all toupee individuals up at the time of the rupture.
I just hit him. Dump the call, dump the call, dump the call, dump the call, dump the call. I have no idea what he's talking about. Very good. Let's go to, where are we going? That was interesting. Let's go ahead and go to where? Michael.